الله الرحمن الرحيم. Man's infidelity is threatened without airing. And while she sat there at his bedside, that ailing person passed away. So his friends came, he put off the lamp and brought the lamp, switched it on. The people asked him, there was a lamp that was burning. You put it off and you bought another lamp. You didn't need to do this. There was something that was burning already. His reply was, as long as the man was alive, it was his. The moment his eyes closed, it's no longer his. It belongs to his heirs. And the heirs, they may be adults, they may be young, small children. They may be women, they may be men. Whilst the consent of the adult is acceptable, the consent of a young, small child is not acceptable. Now, how are we going to compensate? Yeah. Using the property of the heir, and his consent is not obtainable. You can't get his consent. So, how are we going to do it? And then they make the woman. It becomes cumbersome to go and ask them for a consent or to ask for them off. The easiest way was put this off and buy your own lamp. Your own lamp, you can do it, you can use it as you want. You're not answerable for that. The next person, you become answerable. So in the past, people used to be very conscious about this thing here. Rights of people, are you encroaching on their rights? Have you got the consent? Have you asked them? Not asked them. The Imam Thani Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, person came in and he wants to make his islah correction. He says the road to Allah Ta'ala is clear. You need to ensure the rights of Allah Ta'ala are fulfilled and the rights of people are also fulfilled. If you haven't fulfilled the rights of people, you can't come close to Allah Ta'ala. This person, he sorted everything out. And Mu'ana says, see, you say that you sorted it out, and how do I get my certainty that you have sorted it out? So, this is alright. There's about 30 people that I robbed. Some in the train, some in the bus, some in the bazaar. I'm an expert pickpocket, so I know how to handle this person. I know how to rob persons in the train, bus, wherever. But I rob people. So now how am I to know that you did ask for the mark and they did give you a mark? Is all right? I will go to each one, write their names and the fact that they have made mark. So he came after a week or so and he did all this. Amongst the people that he had robbed was a non-Muslim. Now, doesn't mean he's a non-Muslim, then to take away his health is permissible. He's a non-Muslim, right? But like your property is worthy of respect, his property is also worthy of respect. You can't interfere with his property. So anyway, that non-Muslim wrote this, my name, and I sign off that I have made him a maaf, I made him a maaf only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Now you see, when you take a step in the right direction, then Allah Ta'ala also helps you. So the small things, major things, minor things, the rights of people, generally we are not considerate. We don't realize that there is someone that's going to be questioning us about the rights of people, even if it's a non-Muslim. He is not accepting Islam, it's his sin. But you are fulfilling his rights, it's your sin. The rights may be multiple. One is fulfilling the rights. One is for a non-Muslim neighbor. Are you considerate to him? Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, if there was something good that was prepared in the house, or some new fruit had come in, then you will ask the household, have you sent something for your Jewish neighbor? Normally people look down upon the Jew, right? But the neighbor got a right, and whether he is Muslim or non-Muslim, he got a right. So you need to see that you are seeing him properly. Nowadays, it's safer if it is just a woman living, then the men mustn't have anything to do with the woman. Then let the woman sort that out. Your wife, please wife. So there is respect, there is dignity, and you will have further problems. Now, seeing to them, the neighbor, he's comfortable, he's at ease. See? How more important it is. Therefore, the hadith says that one is making zina, it's so serious, it's a great guna. But halilati jari, and your neighbor's wife, and to be interfering, that sin is compounded. It's much worse. One is because it's a neighbor, and one is zina, it's a double sin. And number three is, you're supposed to be considerate and kind, and this is what you're doing to your neighbor. So you are really compounding this fault. So when it's woman, let women sort that out. Sometimes it's a neighbor, sometimes someone's husband is gone out in Jamaat, right? Father is gone out in Jamaat, or is gone out for some work or the other. But that doesn't mean that his daughters or his wife or that are free. So they need to be shown even greater respect. You don't interfere, don't go there. So the ikram is supposed to be done, let the woman do it. Then let them go, woman to woman, and the ikram is done. So now, instead of doing all the things here, you shall interfere, and the sin actually gets compounded. So the rights of people. When you get a neighbor, sometimes the person that is sitting beside you in a masjid or in a gathering, he also has a right. You have a right, he has a right as well. If, for example, your body is smelling, then you're not supposed to be coming into that gathering. Yesterday, or 3 days ago, one person asked, right? Man is sitting on the chair from the namaz, is invalid. He says, now can I read softly in my mouth? Because I'm getting a smell of the armpits. Still on the chair, all the armpits smell coming through. And I can't manage it. It's so strong. So I hold my breath and I read. So you can't. You have to recite with the movement of the tongue. But now see this person complain. So sitting in a gathering, that person's rights. You don't do anything that would disturb that person. Disturb him, make him uncomfortable, you're traveling together. In India it happens even more, traveling in a taxi or in a bus. So you need to see that you don't smoke next to that person. what makes it worse? You're smoking and you push the smoke on that person's end. You're pulling the cigarette and you're pushing the smoke on his end. Sometimes you're taking on two seats. As a passenger, you're entitled to one seat and you are covered two seats. That's also wrong. I've not tried that. So this Sahib bil Jam can happen, can apply to a gathering, a traveling companion, a business companion, partner, you're traveling, you're doing business with him. You need to see that you are considerate to him as well. In the madrasa, you are sharing one room. So it's a companion in a room. So how do you behave in the room? You don't talk of things that are to be hurtful to him. If he's resting, you don't shout. You don't switch on the light. If you need to go to the toilet, you go, but softly without disturbing and interrupting his sleep. Softly you go, come back softly, you don't interrupt. So you behave in a way that doesn't, you don't hurt the next person. So if you learn this thing, these mannerisms, Islamic etiquette, then there isn't a reason why you should be fighting, why you should be hurting, why you should have a difference. The difference in the problem is because we are not considerate of the next person, whether it's a traveling companion, a business companion, a class sati, right? You wanted a pencil, so you took the pencil. You don't want to return it to you. He comes and asks you, so you feel upset. These are all wrong things, see? The behavior is all upside down. Like you took it eagerly, return it eagerly, use it straight away, return it. You needed it, and he needs it. He had the courtesy of lending you, now have the courtesy to return it straight away. It may be a small thing, but now, the time you need it, you genuinely need it. Can't do without it. Small thing, pencil now. Such an insignificant thing, but the time you need it, so you took it very eagerly, now return it eagerly. Same that. The sati that is traveling with you, the sati that is sharing the room with you, or you sharing the toilet with the same person, you using the toilet, he uses the toilet, see that it is in a neat state, in a good state.
Yahya is requested to come to the front.
وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير كله إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا شيئا اللهم لك الحمد حمدا ترضى ولك الحمد بعد رضا اللهم لك الحمد حمدا لا يريد قائله إلا رضا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو اللهم إنا نسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء أن تغفر لنا اللهم أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك وعدك أعوذ بك من شر ما سمعت وأبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من الأنفس كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم انت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين